I'm joined by Kurt Daughters. Kurt is on the Veterans Council. We've been talking about the Veterans Day ceremony that is going to be happening at Memorial Auditorium. And I've been giving the wrong time. I've been saying 10 o'clock. It's actually 10:30 this morning. And, again, that's going to be going on. Kurt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Tell me about who's going to be the guest speaker.
Ned Fry.
Ned Fry, okay. And, again, it is open to basically everybody, right?
Yes, it's open to the public.
And you've got social distancing. That's a nice thing. You're going to be on the main floor. You haven't always been on the main floor, have you?
That's correct.
So, but, again, now this is, as I said, it's a Veterans Day, November 11th. I know that there is the Veterans Memorial has been, we've got quite a, that's been quite a, I know you were involved in that project, weren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And again, that, how long did it take for that to come forth? Do you remember?
I can't remember, Steve. I was on the board, kind of towards the beginning.
But it's quite an impressive memorial.
Yes, it is.
Out by the Recplex there, if you haven't been by there.
Yes.
But you were just talking before we went on. You know, veterans, you know, the service is not all equal for all veterans, but, you know,
no.
A lot of, you were in Vietnam, you had two tours of duty in Vietnam.
Yes.
And again, that you did not have easy duty.
No, sir.
You did a beach landing? Is that what you said?
Yes,
in 65?
Yes, we did a beach landing in Chu Lai, Vietnam, May 5th, 1965.
And then you also were back for the Tet Offensive, after the Tet Offensive, is that right, in 1968?
Yes, I went back in 1968 in Red Beach, Da Nang.
You know, I guess now was it was a Marine Corps unit, obviously.
Yes, sir.
And once, always a Marine, is that right?
Yes, sir. Semper, once a Marine,
that's
always a Marine.
Semper Fi, right?
Yes.
By the way, the birthday of the Marines was yesterday. Did
yes,
you know?
Sir.
I'm betting you knew that.
Yes,
it also
sir.
Ought to be my birthday, but that's another story.
Well, happy birthday to you,
well,
too,
well, thank
Steve.
You. Thank you. And happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Yes.
But, again, and I know that we had Todd Lang also with us to talk about the... in fact, we had him yesterday to talk about the Toys for Tots drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Todd has been... busy working on that. They've had some difficulty, It's been a tough year for people. I know fundraising efforts and things like that. It's been difficult for
really?
A lot of people, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, veterans ceremonies. How long will the ceremonies last?
Probably 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
And now will there be a 21-gun salute?
Yes.
That'll obviously be outside.
Yes. We'll have the rifle volley, and then taps will be played.
Again, that's Veterans Day. That goes back to 1918.
Yes,
11th,
sir.
The 11th hour of the 11th day of 1918.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was just telling my grandfather, an Army surgeon, and all the time I was growing up, Versailles. It was a shell. It was a military shell.
Uh-huh.
And it had that inscribed on it. And,
yes.
He was an Army surgeon. A lot of things changed from, when he went over for the first time to when he left and came home.
Sure.
And, veterans, I mean, whether you're duty, and I also have, I just realized I've got, my wife's half brother, was killed in Vietnam. So we went to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial back after that opened and looked up the name. And have you ever been to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial?
Yes, I have.
It's a very emotional place, isn't it?
It is very emotional.
Did you lose a lot of friends?
A few, yes.
I know that you can. They have a. They, looking at they have every name inscribed there, and you can look up. They've got a chart or a way to you can look it up in
yes,
their
directory
to find out exactly where it is.
Yes,
And it's a very solemn place.
Yes, it is.
I noticed that. I didn't see they hadn't built the when we were there the World War II memorial, but I know my father-in-law. Went to see that.
Yes.
He was on one of those flights that they,
okay.
World War II flights.
Yes.
That honor flights.
Yes, it's very impressive also.
So, anyway, you've been connected to the Marine Corps, and again, I know you were active with the Hamilton Walters League over the years.
Yes.
Jim Menon, of course, we used to have him on the air back in the day.
Yes.
Talking about Toys for Tots, so... It's been, service has been a very important thing, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Anyway. Well, again, it starts at 10:30 this morning. Ned Fry is going to be, will be speaking. I don't know, does Ned have a military background, too?
He was in the National Guard.
Okay.
And we'll also have a flag folding ceremony.
Okay.
We will have someone that will read what each fold of the flag means. And then we will have a reader for the missing man table.
Wow. Coming back from Vietnam, I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if I did. You've been with me a few times. But coming back, an awful lot of Vietnam veterans came back and found that they never really got the honors the spirit of World War II veterans typically came back and they were honored and they had parades and that sort of thing. Vietnam veterans had a lot of difficulty, didn't they?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we got stoned when I came back. Some of the guys got tomatoes thrown at them. So it wasn't very nice when we came back.
No, and now that has changed, though, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
But it's taken a while for it all to, time does, I'm not saying heals, but it does, the time has passed enough that we realize that that was a terrible slight to Vietnam veterans.
You just have to move on.
I guess so. Well, Kurt, thanks you for stopping by again. 10:30 this morning. Just got in through the main front doors, right?
Yes, yes, and thank you for having me on, Steve.
All right, Kurt. Well, thank you, and Semper Fi.